With that, let us take a moment of quiet as we ground ourselves in this space and in this time of worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, the fullness of God for the fullness of creation. Amen. We enter today into 5 days of worship where we will celebrate the Triduum, or holy 3 days of Jesus' passion. Day one being his Last Supper, day two, his crucifixion, and day three, his resurrection. The first of the 3 days we call Maundy Thursday. The word Maundy comes from the Latin word for commandment, because on the night of his Last Supper, Jesus gets up from the table to wash feet and give his friends the commandment to love one another. That part of the week we will celebrate tomorrow on actual Maundy Thursday. But Jesus' night, that Holy Thursday Eve, began with a meal, and it included difficult conversation with two friends who were told that they were going to fall short. But first, let us begin with the feast. I invite you to turn to hymn number 466 in your hymn books, and as you feel comfortable, I invite you to please stand. The love of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, in the sharing of a meal, your Son established a new covenant with all people. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, this action of our life and faith may speak again to our hearts, feed our spirits, and refresh our bodies through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Amen. You may be seated as we now hear from our Holy Scriptures.
This is the Gospel according to Luke, the 22nd chapter. Now the festival of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was near. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to put Jesus to death, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was one of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers of the temple police about how he might betray him to them. They were greatly pleased and agreed to give him money. So he consented and began to look for an opportunity to betray him to them when no crowd was present. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover meal for us, that we may eat it." They asked him, "Where do you want us to make preparations for it?" "Listen," he said to them, "when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house he enters, and say to the owner of the house, the teacher asks you, where is the guest room where I might eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, already furnished. Make preparations for us there. So they went and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover meal with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the dominion of God. Then Jesus took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink the fruit of the vine until the dominion of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And Jesus did the same with the cup after supper, saying, This cup that is poured out for you is a new covenant in my blood. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
I invite you to turn to page 11 for the Great Thanksgiving in your worship booklets. We begin by singing our responses. The Lord be with you. That we should everywhere and always offer thanks and praise to you, O God, through Jesus Christ, who calls for us to follow his way of humble service and love. And so with the church on earth, all creation and the host of heaven, we praise your name. Join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power and might, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest, blessed is the one who comes in your name.
O God, most mighty, O God, most merciful, O God, our rock and our salvation, hear us as we praise, call us to your table, and grant us your life. When the earth was a formless void, you formed order and beauty. When Abraham and Sarah were barren, you sent them a child. When the Israelites were enslaved, you led them to freedom. Ruth faced starvation, David fought Goliath, and the psalmists cried out for healing. And full of compassion, again and again, you granted life to your people. You entered our sorrows, and Jesus, our brother, he was born among the poor, he lived under oppression, he wept over the city. And with intimate and infinite love, he granted the people your life. For in the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body. It is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup. Gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering his death, we cry out, "Amen." Amen. Amen. Believing in his resurrection, we shout, "Amen." Amen. Amen. And trusting his presence in every time and place, we plead, "Amen. Amen." Amen. O God, you are breath. Send forth your spirit on this meal. O God, you are bread. Feed us with yourself. O God, you are wine. Warm our hearts and make us one. O God, you are fire. Transform us with hope. O most majestic, O God, O most motherly, O God, our strength and our song, you show us a vision of a tree of life with fruits for all and leaves that heal the nations. Grant us such life, the life of the Father to the Son, the life of the Spirit of our risen Savior, life in you now and forever. Amen. I invite you now, as you feel comfortable, to please join in praying the prayer that Jesus taught us. God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Please know that all are welcome to this table, as Jesus is the one who invites you to come. Our communion servers are getting ready. There are several options here. The first will be a gluten-free, because we desire that there be no barriers between you and this meal. Then I will have bread, and I will break off a piece for you. The person to follow me will have this common chalice. You can drink from it if you wish, or you can take the piece of bread and intinct it or dip it in the cup. And then there will be glasses, little pottery cups, and you can have wine will be the first pitcher, and then juice will be the second one. And then finally, there will be a basket for your empty cups. Again, I invite you to this most holy and grace-filled meal. Take away the sin of the world. Mercy on us, mercy on us, mercy on us. Oh God, you break the chains of hell. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Amen.
Determined, but woe to the one by whom he is betrayed. Then they began to ask one another which one of them it could be and who would do this. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. And Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you have denied three times that you know me. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Pop quiz. What usually comes first in a service? Confession and forgiveness? Those two come together. Or communion? Which one usually comes first? Any good Catholics in the room? Woo! Like, you're not even supposed to, like, start the service, right? Until you've gone to confession. Now, Lutherans tried to clean this up a little because we love grace, right? We believe in the power of grace that you are welcome to this table. And I believe in the power of confession. And so I'm not saying don't confess your sin, because I think it's really an important part of us being able to name the stuff that we struggle with and to ask for God's help. But what we didn't want was it to be attached sort of like an entry ticket into this table. And so I was thinking on that, because normally we start Ash Wednesday with the cross on our forehead, or an O, perhaps. We start with the cross on our forehead, which is really, I mean, the cross that was marked on our foreheads in baptism, for those who have been baptized. And then we kind of walk that journey of struggling with the fact that we are dust, and we reflect on that. So then the beginning of the Triduum is coming in and receiving forgiveness from the get-go. That's usually the first thing of the service. But I kept thinking about the order of scripture, the way Siri read it. It starts with the table and then moves with Jesus' conversation with Judas and Peter. First, they are welcomed to the table, and then he talks to them about the struggles they are going to have. He names it for Judas, saying, you're the one that's going to betray. He names it for Peter, saying, you're the one that's going to deny. Now, the two of them will take that news and do different things. Judas struggles to stay in relationship with Jesus, and Peter fights for it, and ultimately becomes one of the greatest leaders of the church. So I wanted to order the service in this way. We are now going to take a time for confession, and the fancy word is absolution, to be absolved of your sin. Again, this comes from the power of God, and you can ask for it any moment of any day. But I have found as a person of faith that sometimes I just need another human being to proclaim it to me. So if that is helpful for you, that is the invitation. The confession will not be any formal words that you have in your hands. I will invite us into a time of silence so you can use that as you wish. But I invite you now, as you are comfortable, to enter into an order of confession and forgiveness. Dearest community, in this Lenten season, we have been on a wilderness journey, reflecting on all that keeps us from loving God and each other. It has been a liminal space where the need to let go and the desire to enter in have met one another. This is the struggle to which we are called at baptism. Within our community, God never wearies of forgiving us and giving us the peace of reconciliation. So on this night, as we enter into the most holy of days, let us hold the ways that we fall short against God and our neighbor and let them go, trusting that the God of love through Jesus Christ counts none of these things against us. Precious and beloved community, let us enter into the celebration of the great 3 days, reconciled with God and with one another. Let us now enter into a time of silence for our own personal reflection. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. So this is the time now where I'm just going to kind of stand here in front of the cross, turn off my microphone, and as you feel comfortable, you may come forward and I will lay my hands on your head and say these words. In obedience to the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, and please hear the heavy heft of those words. In obedience to the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you. Know that you are loved. And if you wish, you can say amen, or you can just return to your seats. So again, Nancy will just be playing some quiet music. You can use this for reflection, and if you would like for words of forgiveness to be spoken out loud to you, you're welcome forward. God bless you and keep you. God's face shine on you and be gracious to you. And may God always look upon you with favor and grant you peace. The closing hymn is one of the closest things to a love song that I find in our hymn books. It's hymn number 581. Let me double check that because I'm doing it from memory. Yep. You are mine. You are invited to stand as you feel comfortable and then to remain in silence for a little bit. For those of you that are guests, know that staff meeting follows this. So if there's not a bodily movement out the door, that is why. We join in singing hymn number 581.
Shadows of the night.